is up, everybody? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the third season of I Got You Pegged. Oh my God. Oh my God. We're growing up. We out here talking back to parents, telling folks no.
I usually just hit him.
We out here just pissing in corners because we can. We just out here just being horrible little 3-year-olds, and I love it. How y'all doing? Hey, fam. Hey. We're going to ignore that big ass O in the middle of our screen, but hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
O-H-O-No. Mm. That's the proper phrase.
Sounds like a few haters.
Happy New Year, niggas. How y'all doing? Welcome back. What's going on?
You go to college?
That's going to college in Ohio.
It was in Ohio, but it wasn't at Ohio State. Mm.
You sound like a hater. Go on.
Never that. Never. What's up? How y'all gorgeous people doing? The lovely faces.
I just sat here and ate a whole bunch of them little cookie pushers cookies, and I'm still hungry. So
I just like brunch. So I'm sick. I'm legitimately in.
What did you eat at brunch today? Paint me a word picture.
I had a spicy biscuits and gravy with scrambled eggs with cheddar cheese and another side of sausage because we all know I love my meat.
We are aware.
Where'd you go to that place? Man. That place that we went to?
No, I went to another one. It's called Otis Supply out in Ferndale.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yup.
Okay. Ferndale.
How y'all doing?
Might have to stop over there next time we in town. Mm.
Oh, yeah. That's where most of my good brunch spots are because the ones in the city.
Did you have a mimosa?
No, because I don't like all the bubbles. So I was drinking Tito's with cranberry and orange.
Okay. Some sort of alcohol beverage was consumed.
Oh, baby, I brunch as a noun and a verb. Okay,
I think you just have regular cranberry juice, and that still be brunch.
Somebody at the table did.
Mm-hmm. Tremaine.
But then we had white cranberry mimosas. Ooh. They do fresh pressed juices, so it was like a white cranberry mimosa. They had fresh pressed pineapple. And so, we do it again. Brunch as a noun and a verb, okay? We go hard.
But we digress.
Welcome. Yes, welcome, niggas. Introduce yourselves. Oh, yeah. Damn, we ain't even introduced ourselves. I'm your boy Dez, back on the mic, saying what's up. We talking about all the good shit, the whole shit. And all the shit. Doc, who the hell are you?
I'm Leela. I'm married to this one.
No. You opened it up right for season 3.
This is the season 1 opener. Come on now.
Come on.
You want to open it?
Let's go.
Season the group chat. I wanted to see what they saying.
Season 1 opener. Come on.
Okay, my name is Dr. Leela Ethel Ellis Nelson by way of the Cleveland, Ohio. I've been in Chicago since 2009, where I got my doctorate in clinical psychology back in 2015. Other than that, I've known Dez since I kicked him out of a BSU meeting 20 years ago for being ratchet as hell for no damn reason.
I'm a bird.
I'm showing up to BSU meetings inebriated, and then you won't get kicked out of places. Nice things. I met Will also about 20 years ago.
Was it 20 years ago?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't 20 years ago.
Yes, it was. What do you mean? Nigga, I've been here for 14 years. I'm a sophomore year in undergrad.
I'm not claiming that.
How old are you? 42?
Yeah, I'm not claiming that 20
years. Old ass. All that
for some
beard.
Reason, don't nothing make me feel old.
Looking all handsome. Wow.
That made me feel old. That I've known you for 20 years for some reason.
You have known me for 20 years.
I'm not claiming that.
You just have to, it's called acceptance.
I'm not claiming that.
It's the first step. It's step one. Dr. Presley, isn't that the first step? Is acceptance. Mm-hmm. See? I've known this one for 14 years too.
Yeah.
We met back when her other friend tried to get me kicked out of class in grad school. I don't know nothing about none. They be trying to paint me as the problem, and I'm not the problem. But yes, my name is Lila. I be on here hanging out with my husband and my friend, and they call me Dr. Fuckboy for whatever reason. I've still yet to understand the true etiology of that, but here we are.
Well, I mean, if y'all go back and listen to season 2.
And you can go back and listen every time we call it out. Long-term
committed relationship for how long?
I'm in love with a fuckboy.
No.
I want to tell you.
And she lied, and she rolled, and she
Anyway, we can't afford that.
Remix.
Nala, she's down here. Oh, she heard her name. Hold on.
see.
Look at the baby.
It's over.
And this is Nala's mom.
And this precious
girl. I am Nala's mom.
Yes, introduce yourself.
Man, I hate this. I hate when people tell me about yourself.
Some of y'all may know her from a few of the Patreon videos. The Peggies that from the Patreon definitely know her. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Tremaine.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Tremaine.
Dr. Presley.
Tremaine. Aloysius.
Some people
Presley.
Call me Maney. Some people call me T.
T if you're nasty. T if you're nasty.
But yeah. So what's up? I'm here chilling my friends.
So what's up? And we are back in your ear with some good flavor, some new shit. You know, it's 2023. Hello? What?
Is it? Yes.
Okay, there we go. I was like, Jesus, I thought my shit just went out. I was like,
no, we got quiet because your nephew up there banging on the floor screaming Attica for some reason. I don't know what his problem is. I thought you drugged him.
I did.
No, I thought.
Did he actually eat it?
Yes.
We do not condone drugging children.
Yes, we do. We absolutely do. A little melatonin goes a long way sometimes. Take your little ass to sleep. Get some rest.
Your aunties and uncles restore. Can feel any old type of way y'all want to go out there, but the mamas and daddies, no.
take a half of a melatonin gummy and let it rest into your spirit and lay the fuck down.
Not
that's what
rest
I
rest into your spirit. Not Jesus. It is a new year. We are back with you all. We've got some fun things going to be happening this season. Some amazing, amazing people that we will be talking to just like today. But did we want to catch up or did we want to dive right in?
We can go ahead and dive right in. We got some stuff this season. Yeah. I hope y'all ready.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be fun, y'all. So stay tuned and turn us up because we about to dive on in right now and get into this foolery. You ready?
Foolery. Yeah, let's go.
All right. So for today's foolery, we're going to talk about the proper way to ask for a threesome.
Just don't be creepy about it and read the room and know your partner.
So a lot of this, a lot of today's episode stems from interactions from our single doctor friend over here.
Can we talk about how there's doo-doo in the dating pool and it stresses me out? I'm not even dating nobody because like I'm married or whatever, but I be seeing the screenshots and the conversations and I be so sad. It's like, what happened? What happened to these niggas? And I mean universally, women niggas, men niggas, non-binary, gender non-conforming niggas. Like, what happened?
I don't know.
Why are we like this? This is why we'll never touch the hem of the Lord. Because
collective trauma.
Together.
Collective trauma is all I got. Because, I mean,
because
I'm just over here swimming and wading in the pool of shit my damn self. So. What is we gonna do? I'm now for the cishet dating pool. I'm so sorry. That's like, my God in heaven. I am so sorry. But I want to know. So wait, are we talking about? Because I know for me personally, I am the nigga at the club that's gonna look at her. Be like, damn, she fine. And then when her nigga turn around and want to be upset, I'm like, oh, no, you can get it too. Like, so, like, Are we talking about the threesome from the couple to the single, or the single to the couple? Well, what are we looking for?
So we're talking about it all the way around. All the way around. Okay. 360 degrees.
All right. I'm here for this one because, you know, I'm still trying to find my nice little poly couple that I can double dutch in and out of and have my
way. I was trying to hook it up for you with my homie, but I don't know. We're going to have to figure that one out. The one I sent you the picture of.
Excuse me? You did not divulge all of that.
Okay. Anywho, back on to what we were discussing. Oh. What's the proper way to ask for?
I'm telling on your black ass.
What to whom? You better not. You want to hear Kelly's. I mean, not Kelly. See, you got me thinking about this. Y'all don't want to hear Kyle's mouth right now. I'm sick of her. She trying to plan a $1,500 birthday party for a 5-year-old.
I don't see a problem. We'll talk about that later. Wow, back to the threesomes. Yeah, because awesome. I don't see a problem. I don't see a problem. And it's happening. Okay, my baby's getting the bounce houses and everything else that he's.
Oh, we want the trampoline.
All right. Wrangle the cats.
Okay. So, three ways. What's been going on with you?
This stems from our single doctor friend over here having to deal.
I'm sorry. We was looking at food we was going to order after. We are hungry, damn it. All I had was a kale smoothie today with sea moss and almond milk.
Well, look.
A little honey.
Health.
Yes. A little frozen tropical fruit.
Well, look, the quicker we can knock this out, the quicker y'all can eat. Okay.
See, say boy.
Yes.
I ain't going to be here all night.
And
you literally will
be here all night. La puerta.
I don't know why she'd be lying.
La puerta. In La Casa.
Okay. Anywho, before we get canceled by, 50% of the population.
I was trying to do the speech from.
I know. And hence, that's also the problem. Stop quoting drunk white women. Okay.
So.
Well, what do you think, Will?
I want to talk about the conversation that Dr. Presley had with this individual.
Yes.
2 months ago?
Yeah. So how they came along and said, yeah. So, a lot of people have been asking me for threesomes lately.
Yes, that's right. That's how it was introduced.
Yeah.
It was introduced in that way.
But you didn't know this person.
And the conversation wasn't even sexual in nature, nor I think I said, well, how are you doing? Or what's going on, or what you've been up to, or something like that. And then they just
slid that
randomly said, they've been getting a lot of.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of requests.
For threesomes.
But y'all were talking about the weather, though. Y'all was talking about sports. And then, Nala, exactly. Mm-hmm. We were
so
all.
So was this was in your local area, I'm guessing, correct?
Mm-hmm, Chicago.
Because remember when I was there and I was on the apps and I said, do these niggas not know how to talk? Do they not know how to converse and have a general conversation? That's point number one in Chicago, y'all. Them niggas are, I don't understand what it is, but I firmly believe you because some people have, when I was there, they were saying wild ass shit to me too. So I can only imagine. And what was your reply to that? Like, how do you?
I don't recall. I don't think I had much of a reply.
There was no reply from what
I don't think you said.
Yeah, I don't think I said anything.
I think that was the end of your two's interactions.
Yeah, I think that was it.
So he was saying couples are hitting him up or?
Just people.
A lot of inquiries.
A lot of people. He's had inquiries. It's on his info at page.
Yeah.
People have been texting him from their
phone
number saying, hey, we should have a threesome.
But then what is so funny is, because I think a couple of weeks or so later, this individual, whom I've known for a very long time, he says something around the extent of, weeks later.
Mm-hmm. Same gentleman.
We need to find a third.
A third of what?
But there's never even been a two.
Oh, so that was my question. So I was like, okay, so you all have been involved in someone.
No, I've never been involved with this person. Never.
So he is telling you that he would like to be involved with you in some way, shape, or form.
Sure.
And would also like that to spawn off to a to a group activity.
Sure.
It sounded like he was trying to start with the group activity. We haven't figured out how to work out. That's a
lot. That's a lot to start with.
Like, I don't know you. Like, well, even if I do know you, we don't know each other like that.
That's a lot.
For you to be asking me for extra ketchup and mayo on your burger.
Right. Like, I don't even know if you can keep up with one. What the hell are you going to do?
Do me a favor and just send me a picture of this individual. I just want to see what that is. I get a lot from like being able to see someone. So like, Leila, send me a picture. I just want to see
this. We'll FaceTime you and I'll show you the picture.
Oh, even better. Good. Yeah. Okay. I'm out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll talk after.
So I'm just like, how
bold.
Yeah, but that's
not even bold. Like you just out here just free throwing bricks for no reason.
they think this shit to enough people, somebody's gonna say yes to me eventually.
But
do you get a yes without a plan? Without, I
think some people who do though.
I guarantee. I used to know them individuals that shooters gonna shoot. Oh, this one brother. I'm gonna just say he was named after a satanic entity.
What's his name? Baal?
He was named after a satanic entity. I'm not gonna say his name, but brother was
somebody passed me a Bible.
Brother was toe up, toe
down. I'm like blind. I'm thinking I thought it's somewhat of a Beelzebub, Blible, or something.
Well, I'm part of the story there.
Let me a Bible. And every so often you will see him with the baddest one, but he would shoot his shot every single time. And I mean shoot his damn shot. It didn't matter who it was, where it was, and on top of that,
have I met this person?
He wouldn't know. He would shoot his shot and say the wildest
firmest no so I've ever heard. Will
talk about 4 or 5 ways off the first interaction. Brother was wild.
Well, I mean, if you shoot it to a crowd, you bound to hit somebody. But
somebody shooters.
But
don't
so
shoot.
So now I'm wondering is okay. So if I was like, ooh, ain't nobody ever just put it out there like that. The honesty. Let me. But no, that would be, if you don't take your dusty, crusty, rusty ass on somewhere.
Brother was all of that. And he would shoot his shots and he would hit his targets sometimes.
How?
So that's my question. Because again, are we asking for a threesome when there's one of me and one of you? Who's this third person?
This magical person.
I'm single, you single. I'm supposed to grab you by the hand. We gonna spin around and then grab a third and just be like, "Oh, we fucking together forever." There's no execution.
I assume this person wanted to find a third with me.
So he was like, "All right, me and you, we can link up, and then we gonna go find a third." So
that wasn't what was communicated. You did not communicate that. I don't do riddles. Tell me exactly what the fuck you
want. This nigga thought he was Rumpelstiltskin.
And I don't do that.
Out here being Jim Carrey's the fucking Riddler for no reason. Like, what's going on?
Together with you and your friend. Then we have a good one. What you
say? Because I'm like, I know when I do it, and it's normally like in a safe, joking, but still real way. Like, oh no, y'all can't get it. Like, if I'm going, like, it's two of them there. Like, I'm like, I just.
And I'm sure, though, the context is right, though. Like, you're not just walking up to two people after Bible study, like, hey, it could be three of us, like the Holy Trinity, bitch. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit up in this bitch. You know what I mean?
I was really, really worried that this happened after church in real life, and I was about to die.
Never mind then. I retract everything I just said.
Oh, wait.
No.
This really happened. I was gonna be like, what? I was about to be like, all the deacons is fooling in the church house, Jesus.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm Baptist. I haven't seen some people do and say some crazy shit up in church before.
Girl, text your friend about me and him going to church in Atlanta.
doing it right now.
What happened in Atlanta? In the early days of Grindr, when we were the beta testers on BlackBerry, child, ask them about that shit. Anyway, oh, BlackBerry, okay.
The beta testers
at his auntie's church. Anyways, but
first we have to have like an established like
relationship or something. Some type of,
especially if it's like if you're talking about just sexual pleasure, has to be some type of established sexual relationship between you and the other individual first and beforehand, before you even go down that road of finding another person. I think that's number one. that's gonna be rule number one.
I've had this like really weird thing in my mind that I just haven't been able to quite literally like find the words to. So we just gonna try it out here right now and let's go.
Okay.
Straight men have this want to live like gay men.
Tell us more.
So, literally things that I've seen, maybe even participated in, whatever. We don't need to go there. Like, you can do that at a gay bar. You, one person, can turn around, meet up with one person, start making out, and then meet up with another random single person and go home and have a threesome. That is very, very, very possible within a gay bar, within the gay community. Straight men don't understand that that's not something that is normal to happen within a straight context.
Why is that?
Well, because why is it that they don't understand it, or why is it that is the
case? So both. Why is that the case, and why
is it because the reason why is because patriarchy, women, you know, violence against women. No, women are not just going to be like, like on a normal basis. Just, you know what? This random person that I don't know anything about.
Let me risk it all.
Life in land.
within a gay dynamic, it's man on man. One of us may end up dead, but guess what? It's a 50-50 shot. You know, if some shit pop off, to be very honest.
That's not to say violence doesn't happen within the queer community.
Oh, no. Hello, we know it does. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, from man to man, there's the thought of, I have a chance out. When it comes to women, probably not if something were to get violent. So that's why it's much easier in that case for on the gay side. But why straight men don't understand that, that's something else where I just feel like everybody needs to be bisexual and everything would be happy in the world. But that's just
you know, I wish that I liked it. But I just do not. I just don't. I wish that I did.
But also your mindset is completely different from that of your stereotypical cis het male where you just subscribe to the patriarchy. Like, you are able to do certain things when it comes to a woman because you understand the way that in which you need to approach them. You know about the comforting. You know that they need to, you know, like, you don't look at them as just your own sexual object. You look at it in a full fulfillment type of way. So you're able to do things and talk to women a certain way. These humbum, drum-dumb niggas don't know how to do that. They don't. They walk up. What up, bitch? What's up, shawty? Oh, you looking good? Let me put it in you. Just dumb shit. Why are you looking at that? Why you looking at it like that?
I thought we was friends.
But I'm saying, like, they just don't. And it's like this missing thing. And it's like, to me, I think of it as all the privilege.
Like, I'm told you and any other person I want, because that's like you said, what the patriarchy said, and my skewed religious beliefs and whatever other nonsense has been pumped into my head since before I was born.
And you should be almost like, you should be happy or excited that you, this offer or opportunity
like is being presented
to you. Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
I said it on Twitter a few weeks ago. I said, let's not act like niggas don't think they dick is a bomb in Gilead. It is the cure-all for all. It is like, half the time you can't even get it up, but it's supposed to do something. Shut the fuck up, like, get out of here.
You can't even aim right at the
end. You know, and this leads right in, and you know what? This leads right into our third topic, because this is exactly why.
Will be the boldest of them all.
This is exactly why I treat niggas.
That water trickle down their crack past the dingleberries.
Okay. So, Tremaine. So let's say that you, like, hypothetically. Let's say that you did have a sexual relationship with this individual.
Okay, it's sexual nature. Go ahead.
What would be the what would have been the correct way to approach you about?
The correct way would have been
to not do it. To have known me enough.
To not message me on Snap because you got my personal number.
On Snapchat too.
You got my personal number. That would be number one.
Number two,
we should be face to face, going out, having drinks, having a good time, not getting sloppy drunk, but there should be some sort of face-to-face interaction,
right? Okay, face-to-face conversation.
You know, heat things up a little bit, a couple tequila shots, you know? Mm. And then, shit, just ask me directly. Just say it.
Have
a
conversation with
you. Interested in that, you know? Okay. That's it.
So,
plain and simple.
It's being direct and transparent, but also focusing on us and not just this random wild fantasy thing that you got your head.
Okay.
This magical thing. I like you. I like us together. Just for funsies, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like, tell the truth. Be direct.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually ask me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it be feeling like folks are telling you what you're going to do or just being like, you should be honored that I'm even thinking to include you in this endeavor. Like, you're a fucking venture capitalist for the pussy. That's not what that is.
That's literally. And I have another suggestion.
MLM. For your piece.
At, like, the last three women that you may have, hopefully you're a single man or whatever your dynamic is, ask the last three women that you have slept with, like, directly, did you come? And how well did I make you come? Like, is it something that you had to struggle to get to? Because if they sit there and laugh in your face or if they him and, oh, yeah, it was good, you can't support one. So why are you trying to support two? Just little, it's little things.
But I feel like now you need some questions in between, because if someone had to use devices to help them get themselves along and then you trying to attribute.
Because my thing is, if you bring a vibrator in this and we're all interacting with it, I'm cool with that. But what I'm saying is, if on a normal basis, me and you, and I'm never getting you off, what the fuck makes me think that I'm going to bring two into the game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that math ain't math.
It ain't
that now. There's just certain things that we need to make sure that we have the fundamentals and the bases covered before we try to get into these 300 and 400 level classes.
They do have sex workers out there that will fulfill those needs.
And some will even actually teach you how to do stuff too. You can have a crash course. There's actually
sex workers that you have to be open and willing to listen and learn.
That's true.
Again, it goes back to every nigga thinking that they know what they're doing and everything that they do is bomb. And no, you doing old tricks that you learned from your daddy's VHSs that he hid in the back of the damn the bottom drawer. Like, stop, bro. Like, come on. You out here addicted to Pornhub trying to do this? Sir, that is for camera angle. That is not for real life. Know the difference. Is Power Rangers real? Then this shit isn't either. So, yeah, I just... That baffles me. People that are just out here ready to... Y'all gambling a lot. Y'all gambling a lot. And it does not turn out for you. Because the thing is, then you get these fucked up Twitter threads about people, yeah, I had a threesome with my girl and the girl and her ended up being into it more and I just saw myself out. Now you mad because you in the corner beating your dick using tears as lube. Like, get out of here, bro. Like, come on. Like, it, no.
I can say that I have
know
been,
your thing. Know your limitations. I
have been in that situation before, but I was like, it was like we were doing the threesome and I was doing it for her because it was something that she wanted to do, but I didn't necessarily want to do it, but I was trying to keep her happy. And so like seeing like me being in that situation and like seeing her doing this and that and the third, I was just like, damn, what am I doing? And I got extra sad. Extra sad. Like, I don't even want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't even want to be doing this. What am I doing? Aww. I got extra sad. and I bounced.
See?
And they
see?
You know, they, like 30 minutes later, like, where'd you go?
Where'd you like, go?
I went home. Because I was sad. I didn't want to do this.
The shower, back and forth with his knees tucked to his chest.
Oh, wow.
Just like this.
What am I doing with my life? I don't want to do this.
Oh, that's my God.
Don't do this stuff for other people. Do it because you want
to
do it.
Let me ask y'all a question about rules when it comes to threesomes. So I'm going to give you all a scenario, and I'm just so curious to hear what folks got to say about it. So if two people, A and B, they are friends, okay? B fuck with C, okay? Mm-hmm. But A and B, they're friends. B is fucking with C, right? They they fuck around, okay? Mm-hmm. They have sex from time to time, quite often to be exact, okay? Mm-hmm. A and B said, you know what? Let's have some fun, right? And let's entertain C. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was like threesome, but not a threesome, you know, right? Mm-hmm. C don't fuck with A. A and C ain't never fucked with each other.
That's not something that you want to play with.
That's just, it's just cool, right?
You got to step out.
But then, after the event is over, C contacts A on the low to fuck with A. For more fun. How, if C wanted to have more fun, the question is, if C wanted to have more fun, how should C have went around to get it done? How should, how would they have done that?
Not that way.
Not on the slipping side.
Not on the slipping side.
Not on the low.
So in my head, it would have been back to my original, their original friend. So wait a minute. I forgot the letters. I need a flow chart.
ABC. We got ABC. B and C been fucking.
Okay, so
A and B are together. And A and B was like, yo, we gonna get C over here. Because you saw me doing it. I got it.
And you see, because you know I'm a visual learner, so I actually have to draw this out in the sky. So what should have happened is C should have went back to B and be like, you know what? That was fun. I actually really enjoy hanging out with A. You know what? I'm thinking about connecting with them outside of everything to see if they'd be interested in maybe continuing to be FWBs or hang out. I want to be mindful of your feelings and your thoughts. Also, like, I may or may not do it, but I'm just letting you know how I'm thinking. What do you think about it? And then from that, I would have been like, hey, had a chance to, you know, think about our time together. It was great. I checked in. Well, not necessarily I checked in, but you know, I was interested in knowing if you would be also interested in having like a hookup casual thing going on. I know that you know that me and B have been doing this. I actually even brought it up to them just to be mindful of the dynamic because I don't want to cause any issues anywhere. What do you think about it? And then if it would be, you know what I mean? Like I would have.
So honesty and permission should have been exchanged.
Yeah, transparency.
See, I would even say,
that's consent to me. Consent is not just I'm asking you, but there is someone else that we both have a relationship that is impacted by this. And true consent means everybody is aware and has the ability to say yes or no. So then they know, well, if you're going to keep messing with them, then I kind of want to step back. You know what I mean? Like, everybody gets to have agency here. Is that making sense? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Makes sense to me. So this is what I'm saying. People are out here doing things wrong.
Oh, completely wrong. Because my thing is, I like Leela's method, but for me personally, because I'm very centered on dynamics and relationships, what I would have done, if I'm A, trying to holler at C, A-L-B, I'm trying to holler at them, we have fun on the three, y'all have fun on the two, you think me and them? Okay, why don't you help me see if that could work out? Get in the group chat. You know what? I'm B. Yo, C. A, trying to holler at you on a one-on-one. Would you be about that? Y'all should go out. Boom.
And that's the open, transparent, with the ability to give consent, quick, affirmative. Easy, and facilitated.
Everything is good. Like, my thing is...
Honestly, then y'all all three have fun. So now you've got this open dynamic. You could be like, what y'all doing Tuesday at 3? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's one of those things where y'all be fucking up your own blessings for later on.
Let me ask another, paint another scenario. We still working within the threesome thing. Okay? Okay. So A was never and has never been interested in fucking with C. Okay? Okay. So when that whole threesome dynamic was popping off, A and C had very minimum interactions.
Okay.
Is it possible that C was insecure and did not know if A was interested in fucking with them?
The thing is, now B is an issue because B is setting up for A and C to have this dynamic that they're not, it just doesn't seem like they're compatible with. Like, they're not flowing like that. It's not that they're not flowing in a three-way. They're just not flowing in a three-way with these three people. So he needs to be the one that recognizes, yo, this isn't working. A, like, I'm still got C. Maybe we need to try to find a D for A and D to also, like, or we can cut this out altogether. A new dynamic needs to be formed because A and C ain't playing like that.
So now I need to know how it happened in the first place. Because did y'all sit
People were just like, okay. Obviously B is able to get their way, it seems like, in this situation. So B is like... already connected to A and B or to A and B and you got B and C every once in a while, not try to just do it?
But to B's credit, A, B, and C, to all of their credit, I think it was really just, hey, let's have fun, you know, and whatever that fun extends to, right?
So A but and B are not officially connected. They're just fucking.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. It's something to be said about spontaneity, but sometimes you might need to take a step back and like really
do a vibe check.
You know, sometimes you know spontaneity does take over and everything, but you got to pull yourself out of it.
Spontaneity is it's hot and heavy with everybody. Like that's spontaneity. Now these two are hot and heavy. And I'm more like, well, I'm here. I don't have nowhere else to be for another 20 minutes. So why not? Like to me, that's not spontaneity. That's more like.
Spontaneity is B being in the same area of vicinity as both of them, flirting with both of them, wanting both of them. Being like, you know what, let's go ahead and do this. And they're just like, well, shit, I'm horny, you horny, we all here. That's the spontaneity. And it happens every once in a while, but it cannot continue to happen once you realize that things just aren't compatible. Like B gotta give that up and just do a one-on-one and a one-on-one and not that three. Cause it's
or find find a D, E, F, and G. Figure that shit out elsewhere. Okay. But this is just not the dynamic for you. And that's okay.
People getting threesomes wrong.
Y'all, this was a very interesting topic. We could talk about it all day. We're going to talk about it quite a bit. We're going to have to revisit this.
And I'm still hungry, y'all, so the lobster roll is calling my name.
We're going to have to visit this once again. We're going to move on and your cupcake. I know my love. And we're going to move on to the next topic. Dez, go ahead and bring us on in.
All right. So our fuckery for the show is a bisexual, aromantic relationship.
No, Dez.
What did I write down?
All right, I have to.
Shit, hold on. Wait.
No, right? That's what I
saw. No, too.
This right here?
Yes, but he said bisexual aromantic relationship. That's a whole something other.
Oh, bisexual aromantic, not relationship.
You saw that tweet where the girl said that she's bi but will only date men or something like that, but she likes having sex with women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Okay, so.
Yes.
Like, I like them all, but I do see myself more in a relationship with a man.
Exactly. Mm.
Okay, exactly. So a bisexual, aromantic person. There, right?
Right.
Exactly. She likes to fuck women.
Right.
But want to be in a relationship.
With the man.
She likes to fuck everybody, hangs out with everybody, but when she sees herself in a, this one I'm going to be with for the rest of my life, it's usually someone with a penis attached to him.
Right.
Oh, so she thinks she me. That's how I was. Men are for fun, women are for love. I treat niggas the way that niggas treat women.
Did he say she thinks she me?
I'm saying, hey, Yin, I'm Yang. Nice to meet you. What? I don't understand. I get it. What's
wrong with that? There are people that disagree with that, so that's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, are we the problem? Are we toxic?
That's what people
honestly
are saying.
Well, yes. I think we already just kind of in it. I think we just let it go. Because to cut this So just.
Okay.
So
all right.
This is one of those things where if sexuality and how we view romanticism is on a spectrum, everybody's spectrum ain't going to align with how you see it. Everything is not going to be, well, if I like all of these things, then I have to be able to do all of these things with all of these people. That's just not true. Just like I got 19 different group chats. So I can talk about certain shit with certain people, but I can't say that shit in front of other people because they think I'm crazy as hell, right? I can say stuff to like Tremaine and you, though you're in two different group chats, I tell y'all the exact same shit because we got the exact same relationship dynamic. I can't say that in my friends from work group chat. I can't drop that in the one with me, your bestie, and our previous bosses. I can't do that. You know what I mean? Even though we all cool like that,
right.
I can't say certain shit that I be saying. I can't say nigga in that chat. You know what I mean? So it's like, if we're acknowledging that all things exist on the spectrum, why does being on her version of the spectrum where you're attracted to both people, you want to have sexual or intimate relationships with both, but you see yourself in romantic relationships with people with penises, why isn't that okay as part of the spectrum without it then also being you're misogynistic?
I was trying to understand what was wrong.
Okay? Because I'm like,
in my head,
I thought I was.
Right?
Maybe I'm not as empathic or attuned to the human condition. Maybe I'm not the ally, the involved, the engaged, the entangled that I thought I was.
Yeah.
Because you see women as only a sexual object.
That's not true, though. See women as women being whole beings and be sexually attracted to them and also be like, I'm married to a man, which I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that not say anything about how I feel women are second class or they're not worthy of my time and love. But I'm also the type where it's like, I can never say never to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I just know that's just how life has worked out for me.
Right.
Because I also, you know, like, we fuck bitches all day, but at the same time, like, this is my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that there's, like, and with being bisexual or being on the spectrum of your sexuality, however you want to put it, I'm in a hetero, what is it called? Like, people think I'm straight because I'm with a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to So it's just one of those things where it's like, what is wrong with people?
But there's
existing.
A lot of...
It doesn't mean I don't see people as whole people. It just means that
I'm sexually attracted to these people.
I can like everything and not want
There are people that would say that you are the case of why bisexuality is not a thing.
Mm. Okay, well, you mad again. I don't know. Because you know what it is, though? Because you're never going to make everybody happy. Because if I were to say, oh, well, I do, and blah, 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 and we are still in this relationship, but did you really give bitches a chance? Did you really give the whole a chance? You ended up with this 6'4" nigga from Detroit, Michigan, with a beard and a bald head, looking like, you know what I mean? Wearing a 3-piece suit, just take out the trash. Did you really give the hoes a chance? So it's like, sometimes I feel like when you're bi, you're not winning in none of this. Everybody got something to say about everything you do. Mm. Everybody got something to say. So at the end of the day, is it causing harm to someone directly or indirectly by her fucking bitches that are all in consensual sexual relationships with her and are aware of this? Has she completely said, well, if I get feelings for someone, I will shut them down? She didn't say that either. She just said that's how she saw herself.
Here's the thing that I saw too, that, you know, a lot of people were speaking.
Maybe I'm tripping.
Speaking from places of hurt.
Watch, like, I lose all my DEI contracts.
They were speaking from places of hurt, like, well, she lied to me and led me on and blah, blah.
That's not that's the same not, situation, that's beloved. Not, that is different not. Nigga lying to you and hurting your feelings. Are you done with niggas?
No.
You not done with niggas?
No.
So why you mad at her?
But here's the thing, though, because I also understand how, in a very warped way, it could be seen where this kind of leads itself into, like, the forcing of DL culture, because, you know, whatever, in some weird ways, people could be like, oh, well, you know, it's kind of a DL thing. Oh, okay, if I'm a woman only fucking women, or if I'm a man only fucking men, but making sure to only give love to someone of the other gender, is that falling into being DL in some shape or form?
That's not what she said. No, it's not. DL requires you to purposefully go out of your way to try to hide in closets.
Right, there's an intentional.
The D really stands because
she's out and proud about it. Like, yes, I am bisexual, and yes, I do have sex with women, but I see myself long term in a relationship with a man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, literally, that's been me until very recently. We all know that. Like I was just like, I treat niggas like women. Like, go on, what are you? You're a comrade. Bye. Thank you. Like, that's been my thing. Like, that's always been my thing, and it's got me to where I am today. But, like, obviously, I've grown and changed and tried to better myself and open myself to things. But, like, I definitely understand her. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck? No. I don't even like spending a night with a nigga. Get the fuck out. Okay, like, you gonna snore and then I gotta wake up to breath.
DL niggas, like, I feel like they try to cover up and hide feelings that they actually have for the person that they are keeping on the DL.
They really be having feelings.
Though.
But you got a whole wife and kids at home, but you sitting here laying next to this one thinking about the other one. That is not the same.
That is not,
like,
yeah,
I said, that capital D stands for deceit.
Yeah.
The down part is just whatever. So it's just, to me, that's one of these things is not like the other. She explicitly said, and she's upfront with people, I like you, I want to have sex. Okay, cool. We can keep doing this. We can keep not doing this. That's fine. I'm just letting you know. But these are also my intentions. I'm just trying to have a good time. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I'll see you later.
That's it.
Okay. Someone says that to you, and then you take it upon yourself to fall in love with them and want to be all up in their cookie. That's on you. Get you a therapist. You don't need a relationship. You need a psychologist. And maybe a prescription. Yeah, and that is also okay. But go get the help and resources that are deserving of what you need in the moment. Because it ain't that bitch. Get your shit together. Learn some boundaries.
Might want to find out who hurt you.
And some people know, but they still trying to be mad and hurt other people through that person. Like, that's going to work. You're the only one that's getting fucked up.
What Juicy Smollett say? Hurt people.
All right. On that note, but all I'm saying is if everything exists on the spectrum, we have to leave room for that spectrum to align in ways where you can be sexually attracted to folks and also aromantic towards folks at the same time, depending on the constellation of how they see the world that's around them. And as long in that as people are open and honest with people about their intentions and their needs and wants and their boundaries, and they give the other person the agency to say yes or no to it, just like the threesome conversation, the rest of it ain't got nothing to do with me. So I don't know if y'all got something else you want to add there, but that really, I've really been sitting with this since you sent that to us like 3 weeks ago. Like, that's wild as hell. People was dragging the fuck out of her, and she was just like, oh, I'm not going to change my mind by yelling at me.
That's why I just stayed quiet, because I was like,
You see, I didn't say shit.
Well, I was just like, I get it, sis. I'm
like, hey, agree. Been there. Been there. Don't know what to tell you.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's that on that. So we can roll on over to the whole shit.
Oh, shit.
To end out this episode for the whole shit, it's how to lose a girl in one sentence.
Dr.
What do you mean I got to wash my asshole?
Dr. Preston.
Good night. Good night.
That was so, tell me I'm wrong. So this one was specifically for you, Dr. Preston.
For me.
For you. With all of the craziness.
I feel like you just have a list. Like you're gonna punch your phone and just be like
that you have been sharing with us.
What about that dude that was singing? Remember the singing?
Please don't tell me people send you voice notes.
And they be singing.
Oh, they send her mostly voice notes.
Niggas do that?
No. They just
now you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. Any man, any supposed to be straight man that sends a voice note, you're looking a little zesty, my nigga. I don't know how. I don't send voice
notes. Does he send a voice note?
That's what the hell a conversation is for. Don't send me a voice note. Don't send me a five minute video of you, and then you want me to reply back. Okay. It's called picking up the phone and have the conversation.
And when I write that,
really, Aaliyah.
Yeah, don't.
I have a major issue with voice notes. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm. Like that's a firm way to get cussed out by me.
So what are some one-liners that you never respond to?
Like I can't recall. This shit just sounds ridiculous. I don't know, guys. I can't recall the ridiculousness. It's so bad.
Yes, you can recall. Tell us some of the things that these niggas have said to you that have just made you go, nope, and just flip your phone upside down and just turn on the TV. Like, I'm good. Mm-mm. Not today, Satan. Because I know it's some good ones. How many niggas have asked you to be their baby mama?
Oh, zero.
Really? Really?
One dude did say, before I got my locks, he said, if you get your hair locked, he said, I'll marry you, have you put kids in you right now. I was like, what?
All over your hair?
Get locks to me.
He thought I would look bomb in locks. And he was like, you know, if you get your hair locked, you know, I'll marry you and put kids in you right now.
Okay, nigga, bye. Move on.
But are you going to maintain the locks too?
Like, relationship. I don't know. People just, I really can't recall any of the ridiculousness. They say everything to talking to, it really be about, they be in my bag. So I tell Lila this all the time. When they find out, like they want to know what I do, how educated I am. Oh, you stay in South Florida. So they start counting.
Pricing. You got a bougie ass French dog that's in daycare all day.
Oh, what kind of dog do you have? A Cotone de Tulia.
What's that? How you spell it? You said you're doctor. Oh. You work for what?
You work where? And you do what? Oh, and you have another job? Oh.
And you pay for parking? For your own money? And you get your nails done every week with your own money? And you got to get your locks retwisted every couple weeks? Hold on. Somebody get the... You got to turn the calculator on your phone to the side now. So we got more room. Numbers up.
Yeah, they start counting my bag.
I'm like, do people ask you how much you make?
No, they don't. No, I've never had that question.
Okay. Direct. I've had that 3 times and I laugh. I was like, wow, that's... I don't even know your last name.
The first encounter of meeting you? On the first time meeting you?
On apps.
So they haven't even asked you. They're asking you for your gross income.
Listen.
Or what? What does that have to do with you? Yeah. I don't even know your last name. What the fuck?
Yeah, no.
I don't even know your first.
I've had guys ask, like, do you cook? Will you cook it for me? Like, that sort of thing.
Can we stop in 2023, year of our Lord?
Y'all couldn't get me in the kitchen to cook for you, like, depending on you.
Now listen, okay. Because we, my pictures on my apps, you know, I'm always have something in the kitchen because I'm always in the kitchen. I'm fat. It is what it is. And people, oh, so you, oh, you like to cook? Oh, you, oh, you gonna cook for me? I'm gonna cook for you right after your mama cook for you. Oh. Always my reply. As soon as your mama cook for you, that's what I'm gonna cook for you. Because I'm telling you, it's gonna be better than hers and you either way. Like,
huh? She probably upstairs in her room in her house that you also stay in.
Listen, I don't have time for it. I don't have time for it. I'm not cooking for no niggas. But then I do cook for niggas.
I can't tell any of those crazy stories. It just happens.
It's so just frequently. A lot. I don't, and that's what it is. It's like I'm being bombarded.
Yeah,
I'm
it happens so frequently that you become jaded to the problem. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
you
go into it feeling. I have a question for you.
In anyway.
So, what are your like dating choice, like dating apps, or like what are your choices of that? Like, are you a Tinder person? Are you a
are you Hinge and Bumble? And I've done Bagel Meets Coffee.
Bagels
and Coffee Meets Bagel or some shit.
Coffee
Meets Bagel. Yeah, food. So I was just really excited.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I got interested. Like,
what bagels meets and coffee?
But those.
Is it an everything bagel?
The, kind of
bagel?
That pool of individuals is not great.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, though, Hinge and Bumble have been the only two that I've.
Okay.
Coffee Meets Bagel.
It's a real
thing. It's a real thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, all of kind of pulling me in with the food.
But I think all of it means the same. Like, they all do the same thing.
Yeah. They really
it's all a bunch of bullshit.
So I have a question. Is it true that the apps all have a culture, though? Like, you know for a fact if you go on this app, it's just going to be dick pics galore. But on this app, people are actually looking for stuff because they have to pay for a subscription. Or do you think that people just be showing up wherever, doing whatever?
People just show up. I mean, I think there's some apps that have more of a heavier traffic of, you know, certain
actual trying to do relationships. Right.
But it's shit. People just out here trying to be loved and do whatever.
Or just get their dick wet.
Yeah, that's it. And they pussy ate. That's it.
Okay. Well, so in that context, what are some things for y'all as folks who have perused an app or two that if someone said this to you, you're not responding to them? Or if they brought this up or asked you this question, what is an automatic, bitch, please get the fuck out of here?
Anything racial, anything
like racial. Hey, brown skin.
Like, if I get that from somebody black, I'm gonna be like, let's not be colorist. Like, and then I'll, you know, we'll try to continue the conversation. And if they just don't get it, then it's a hard block. But like white people trying to talk to me, you know, I have a very big aversion to like the BBC or putting me in a context of like a Brahma bull or a stallion, like.
Yeah.
Yes. We've talked about it because it's like the comparing of black men to.
But yeah, that was like their porn name. Oh, I didn't know people just do that.
No. It is.
Girl, go over to Freak Twitter and just type in stallion or what's the other one? Like it's yeah, like
Rama Google and all of that shit.
That's a lot. Those things are like the first ones where I'm just like, okay, no, thanks. Bye-bye.
Reading stallions, all of that
reading
shit.
Reading what? A new cult of the popular? What are you called? The cult du jour. What are you, Paula? Say, like, Count of Monte Cristo.
I'm a pretty girl.
I cannot.
What about you, man? What's some stuff?
When I was younger, I felt like, you're pretty for dark skin. That was
My God. The way that got played out, especially growing up in Atlanta. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They do. It is, for me, it's less about what people say and what they look like.
Valid. You allowed to want some eye candies?
And I don't even have, like, these fantasies of, like, what people should look like. But, like, I just don't want nobody's Tims busted, you know what I mean? Or their teeth or breath not.
Wait, did you say their Tims busted?
Yeah, like their Timberland boots, you know?
Okay. Real quick. So it's just,
sorry. If you step to me wrong, I'm just not.
There was a video of this dude was talking to this girl, and he was like, oh, you know, would you talk to him? And she kept looking him up and down. And I was like, what the fuck is her problem? And she wouldn't answer. And finally, they was like, you got to answer. And she was like, nah. And they was like, damn, why? Because he looked good or whatever until she got to his shoes and he had on like some rundown white Air Force Ones. Like, mm-hmm. And they were run, for me to say that they were rundown, they were rundown. And I was like, damn. I was like, okay, well, huh. But what if he's a contractor? And there's a reason for his Tims to be.
And why you got your contractor boots outside of your contractor
set? Make sure the uniform, it has to go.
Do you also have on your Carhartt hat and jacket?
School clothes off of school. House clothes up on the house. Outside.
Do you have on your acid wash jeans to go with them?
I need a. Are you
your tool belt at the same time?
I need a uniform.
Oh, I need a uniform. Wow. Gotcha. Huh.
If your teeth and breath is just, and then
you need some good.
Your shoes. Man, I used to be bad, like their jeans. Oh my God. I don't know.
I told you we didn't have long.
The shoes really got me. That's something. Because I'm always rough on shoes in general.
It's a package.
But I'm not bad like that. Huh.
Yeah.
Look, everybody got something that's like an auto. No,
so. Lord, well, we want to thank you so much for coming on. And
I want to
humbly apologize to you for all of the woes and the horrible things that you are going through out in these streets. I am right here alongside of you, just sifting through the hell that is single life. And, you know, we're going to make it, though.
I'm going to have fun while doing it, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, I see what the Lord has done for others, and he's going to make his way with me.
Amen. Anyway, this concludes.
We want to thank y'all so much for joining in with us for our first episode for season 3. Make sure to stay tuned because we got a whole bunch of new shit coming. We got some familiar faces coming. We got some new faces to talk to. And a whole bunch more new stuff coming to the Patreon. Make sure to follow us wherever you can. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Oh, nigga, we on TikTok.
And I forgot.
And the tube of you. Yes. You get some of the Patreon content, some of the freebies and things like that over on YouTube. So make sure to check us out there. I got you pegged for everything. And until next time, we will holla at y'all later. Bye, y'all.